This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the result, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app and you'll get rewards points delivered too, so that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants. 18 plus rewards registration required. Points only on menu items, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Hello and welcome back to another episode of My Argyle Life, the series in which we take a deep dive into the lives of those supporting from the stands, playing on the pitch, up in the boardroom, working behind the scenes. And today, during the international break, it's us who goes overseas. John and I were joined by Tatsuki Usi, or as you may know him, Tatsumuki Bones, our Japanese superfan, who is on his way back over to Plymouth as this goes live. What did you make of Tatsuki, John? Class.
Yeah, we had a lovely trip to Japan with our TalkSport advertising revenue, all expenses paid, 3 weeks in Tokyo. Definitely not recording this from my office in London on a Tuesday afternoon. And those of you who can't see us will maybe believe that. No, it was a fantastic conversation that we had with Tatsuki. Obviously, he's a very familiar face to everyone associated with the Green Army, and well, a very familiar number of faces, actually, given his penchant for putting on masks. But I think someone, yeah, who obviously maybe people don't know a ton about in terms of his life and what led him to become an Argyle fan and what he thinks of the, you know, the team in this current moment. So it was great to talk to him in a little more detail about all of that. And yeah, I think hopefully people will enjoy the conversation.
Yes, there was a touching bit in there where he says about us saving his life, which is, I mean, it might sound a bit dramatic, but I think, yeah, make sure you listen in and hear that. But John and I are joined by a Japanese translator, Shogo, for this one. But before we get into it, just a huge thank you. John's already joked about the TalkSport revenue. But, you know, for all of you who like, share, comment, subscribe and get involved, like things like this wouldn't be available. We wouldn't be able to do it. I'm sure other people would, but we couldn't. So really appreciate it. I'll stop waffling and I'll let you get into the pod. Cheers. Hello.
Konnichiwa.
Hello.
Hello. Hello.
Konnichiwa. Kikoimasu ka?
Kikoimasu. Konnichiwa.
He's got so much stuff there, man. It's awesome.
Tatsuki, welcome. Hi. How are you? You good?
調子はいいです. Good. He's
doing good.
Oh, brilliant. Before we get to the football, it'd just be great to learn a little bit about you. For those who don't know who you are, that have been living in a bubble, can you introduce yourself? Let us know what you do for work and like hobbies and stuff.
So his name is Tatsuki, and he lives in a prefecture in Japan called Iwate. And he's currently 24 years old. And his hobby is to create goods like the ones he just showed. And he's a landscaping. That's what his profession is.
On to football then. How does a young lad from Japan fall in love with Plymouth Argyle? All the clubs you've got all over the world. Why Plymouth?
So the history is back when before he even entered preschool, so about 5 years old, he had a family member that lived nearby, and they were a huge soccer football fan. And they were a big fan of Everton. I'm not too sure of the team, but they were a big fan of that team. And there was a time where he visited them, and then they were watching a match, and that was the FA Cup, and that was Everton versus Plymouth? Is that how you say it? Yeah, so, and then he was just super shocked with the Green Army supporters, and that just, like, stayed in his brain for a very long time, and that's how he got into becoming the fan.
Yeah, that's class. How did he manage to keep up with all the things on the pitch? How did you manage to watch Argyle when there was no Argyle TV back then?
まあ、当時、アーガイルあの TV っていうのが
当時は本当に何も情報がなかったんですけど。
So, one of his family members lives currently in England. And he's currently living, and he also used to in back in the old days as well.
近くの、タビストックって町に住んでて、
And he lives in a place called Tavistock. Is that a ring bell?
Okay, yeah. I went to school in Tavistock. I know it quite well.
Oh, okay. Tavistock で学校に行ったらしいです. So he's the one who sends him like VHS videos and so on to Tatsuki over here from England, and also other informations when he had a chance to talk. The live, being able to see live matches since the Argyle TV started.
Yeah. Oh, cool. So, like, what do your friends and family make of your decision to follow a football club on the other side of the world?
So his family members are also a big fan of other British teams. So they're a huge soccer family. But he's quite kind of the black sheep out of the family. So he's not too welcomed. But recently, because of all the support he's getting and so on, they're starting to kind of accept it gradually and slowly. But still, they give him some hard times.
Okay, so has your influence inspired anybody else to support Argyle or no? Are there any other fans in Japan?
There's people that even before social media was out in the public, he's been a big supporter and he's been taking a lot of actions. And some people were wondering what team is he actually a fan of. And now that there's social media, there's 8 people that has been influenced by him specifically, saying that they're now a big fan of the team. And they kind of communicate with each other.
小学生とか中学校も SNS やる前に結構。
That's class. Absolutely love that. Brilliant to hear. The more fans we can get in Japan, the better, I think. Obviously, to watch those games, you have to get up quite early. Your time, you're up at like 4 or 5 a.m. How hard is that? That must be hard. And when you're watching those games and those tapes that you watched before, who were the Argyle players that you loved and really enjoyed watching?
Graham Coughran 選手だったり、Akos Bujaki 選手、
Akos Bujaki、
Peter Harmos 選手だったり、そういっぱいいますね。ちょっといっぱいすぎて。
So the weekend games are relatively easy to watch. They're played on a very more friendly time. But the weekdays, it becomes a mess. He doesn't sleep and goes to work, and he's saying that he might die some days early because he's just not lack of sleep. But he's not going to miss it. He watches it every time, every match. And the players that he mentioned that he liked were Graham Coughran. Akos. What was it?
Akos Bazaki, yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. And Peter Harmuth?
Peter Halmosi, I'm guessing.
Peter Halmosi. Yeah. And there's a lot more, but it's going to take up too much time, so he just left it at 3 players.
No, that's fine.
We should have got a Hungarian to English translator as well to help, given that 2 of those players are Hungarian. Tetsu, konnichiwa. Very nice to meet you. I'm John. I actually came to Japan in 2022 and it was had a fantastic time. Was very excited by the whole thing. But when this podcast goes live, I believe you will be flying over to Plymouth, which is obviously even more exciting. So how do you feel about your return to the southwest of England after coming last year as well?
He's just extremely excited. So that last year was the first time he actually went to Plymouth, and it's the highlight of his life, and he's just loved it so much, except for the fact of the weather. I don't know the weather over there, but it seems like it's not bad, it's not too good. But he just loved it there, and it has a different vibe than London. It's just like felt a very comfortable over at Plymouth for him, and he's really excited, but he doesn't have the packing already, so he's kind of nervous on that point. But he said that he quote unquote he's ready to die, even like he's just so happy that he can go there, and if he goes there maybe he can finish his life. That's what he said.
Well, that is maybe the first time anyone has ever said that about Plymouth. So we're very grateful. When did you when did you first have the idea of coming over to England to watch Argyle? I assume that was a dream of yours for many years. When did you first think that you might be able to make that into a reality?
Papa John's Trophy.
Papa John's Trophy.
Yes.
He was actually very negative about didn't have too much hope of being able to go and see. Last year I guess the team was doing very well, and he was like, okay, I really might need to go. And so he did make the decision at that point. But he was actually thinking of going there at the end of the season. But then the team actually won the tournament. So then he extended.
We did not win that tournament, unfortunately.
Oh, no. You guys
did get to the final.
Yeah, to the finals. Yeah, and then so that's why he's like, okay. So that's when he was able to see the match, but then unfortunately the team was beaten by four points.
Yes.
That was a huge bummer, but that experience just like changed his life a lot.
Yeah. Yeah, I was just saying, because that was we extremely did not win that day, although we did have a nice run to the final. What would you say are the three main differences, if you had to choose, between Plymouth and where you live in Japan?
Plymouth or 日本? これはちょっと difficult question.
So first is weather. So in Plymouth, is the rain is very heavy. But over here in where Tatsuki lives, there's a lot of snow. So there's a similarity and difference in what's fallen. But that's one point. The other part is the friendliness. Plymouth is very people who live there are very friendly, whereas in Japan it's when you trying to get attention is kind of a taboo over here in Japan. So that's like a big difference that he feels. And the last thing is the amount of passion towards football. In Plymouth, everybody's going crazy with football, and not just Plymouth, but throughout the country. But over in Japan, maybe Tokyo and Osaka, those two big cities, the energy might be great. But where he lives, baseball is actually the most popular sport over there. So he really wants to kind of energize the public to kind of go towards football more.
Yeah. Yeah. Just on that second point about, people in Plymouth being friendly and how, you know, maybe it's a different relationship to people there than you would have at home. Obviously, you know, it seems like the Argyle fans have really taken you into their heart, and you're very loved over here now. What has that experience been like for you coming in? What do you sort of make of the Green Army and the fans?
Yeah,
how the Green Army treated him is his treasure of his life. Actually, he was bullied while he was in school, and he spent a lot of time alone. But then once he went to Plymouth, and the Green Army just welcomed him, and then they asked for autographs, pictures, and so on. And that's an experience that he's never had. He's in Japan. He was really saved by the Green Army for treating him with so much love. So it's just a big treasure that is left in his life.
That's lovely to hear. And I guess, how does it feel to sort of become a celebrity in a sense for a community, you know, that is so far away from where you grew up? Is that kind of also strange for you as well as being as well as being nice?
Exactly what you stated. It's extremely strange, but extremely positive for him. Because when he goes to Plymouth, it seems like he became a different person because of how much support and like how much attention he gets. So he kind of wonders, is it really me or is it not me? So it's a very strange feeling that he has right now, but it's definitely a positive thing.
Yeah. And finally, from me for now, would you ever consider or would you ever like to move to Plymouth permanently at some point in the future?
もし可能であればしたいというふうに思っていますか?
それはもちろん。Yes, of course. Yeah.
That's your answer. You got it.
Yeah, obviously your last trip went really well. We won the league with 101 points. Obviously, it doesn't get much better than that. What were your favorite moments from your last trip?
あのバービカンってところに行って優勝パレード、mm-hmm. パーティーに出たんですけど。
So there's two parts. One is after there was a parade in Barbican. Is that a city name? Yeah. He was just chucked with beer a lot. he recalls 20 beers at the least. That's one big thing that he recalls. The other one is the away games. It seems like the team was doing very great for the away games, home games as well, but the away games as well, and especially the against the Shrewsbury. Is that the team? Yeah, and at the last play, the team got to beat the other opponent. That was just a miracle, and that's unforgettable.
Yeah, to be fair, that would be a highlight for most Argyle fans. And to be there was brilliant.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Picture the scene. All of your mates around, you've got your McNugget share boxes ready to go. Partner this with your team playing champagne football. Perfect. Order McDelivery now on the McDonald's app. There's nothing quite like a McDelivery. At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Obviously, we can see in your room, you have a lot of merchandise that you make yourself. What are your favourite pieces that you've made? And are you bringing any over this time?
Moomba. So
for those listening on the podcast, we should explain maybe that Tatsuki has an enormous cardboard cutout of Bally Moomba celebrating and clutching the badge that is as big as him, I think.
Oh. That's his favorite right now.
Yeah, love that.
So yeah, the cardboard is apparently the favorite one, and this time he's planning to bring a flag that he created, and every flag is different according to the player that he's going to provide give, and so he's going to bring the number of flags for per player. So that's one thing. And the last time he visited, there's the women's team as well, but he did not. He wasn't able to bring gifts to the women's team. So this time he's got some gifts for them as well, and that's all in the suitcase behind him. But it's all packed and ready to go, so he doesn't really want to unpack it.
Yeah, that's fine. It's more of a surprise when we get to see it as well. Then. Obviously, you mentioned it. You last time you were over, you got to give the players their own gifts and stuff. How did you find meeting the players and the manager and the backroom staff and everybody else? How was that? I can imagine that's exciting. It would be exciting for me. So I can imagine you loved that.
As you can imagine, it was a great experience, one of the best. And he had a chance to go around inside the stadium, and he was introduced to many different things, many small detailed things as well. And he found that the family zone and the monitor, the big screen area, those were quite good places to watch the match. So he wants to kind of see the match from there, maybe if he has an opportunity. And he also was able to see where the Argyle TV is actually recording the match, and also the camera and everything. So he's got super hyped up when he was able to see the back scene of what's happening in the Argyle TV.
Yeah, you're very much loved on Argyle TV. I think we know that for sure. You mentioned it. You're loved by the men's, the women's, the academy. I assume you're going to try and get to as many games as you can.
Home game, away game. 多分 Norwich game から.
So I guess there's 8 games during the time he's there, and I think away games is going to be quite difficult because of the number of tickets that's open. But every home game he's going to try to get in there and see the match, and he also wants to see the women's match and also the academy matches, which he couldn't really go to the last time because it seems like the academy and the matches are done at the same date pretty much. So it's quite difficult to go to both. So he's going to try to see, try to go into the academy matches as well.
I suppose last one for me before I hand back over to John. But what are you? Have you got anything special lined up when you're back over? Is there anything you're planning to do? Obviously, everybody would love to meet you. So you know, have you got an itinerary sorted?
旅の計画。
So he's going to arrive on the 22nd at 6 a.m. at Heathrow. And from there, he's going to go to the hotel and go directly to Plymouth. And he's going to be, he doesn't really have an itinerary or anything, but he goes to the home park. Is that something that rings a bell for you guys? He's going to be there in the morning, and then he goes somewhere and then comes back. He stays at home park and then goes somewhere and comes back. So if you stick around home park, you'll definitely meet him.
Oh, that's class. That's brilliant.
Yeah, just to change the subject a little bit, we've seen on your social media that you have also gone to watch games in Japan. So how does the experience of that differ from the fan experience over in England?
So there's a couple of things. It's really rare to see a stadium that is built specifically for football in Japan. So it's going to be something more of like a track and field, and the middle part is the football field. So the distance between yourself and the actual players and so on is quite far. Whereas when you go to the Plymouth Stadium, it's like right there. So the vibe you feel, everything is so different. That's one aspect. The other part is in Japan, the food that they serve inside the stadium, there's just so much varieties. So it's quite, you can enjoy the food a lot. Whereas when you go to the Plymouth Stadium, there's the pasty, that, and then hot dog and some chips. But that, not too much variety.
I love pasty.
So that's another big difference.
Incredibly, incredibly healthy options in Plymouth.
What is better, pasties or gyozas?
Pasty.
Good. Right answer. How do you find the standard, the quality of the J League compared to the Championship in England? Obviously, the Championship is the second division in England, but it's still a very high quality league internationally. So, having watched a lot of that this season, how does it compare to the Japanese first division, do you think, in terms of the standard of play?
So he's saying that the championship is the level itself is very high. So if Leicester and Leeds, I guess those are the top two teams in the league right now. If they came over to J1, they'll probably win the league. But for example, when Primus comes over to J League, they'll probably be able to stay within the league, but they, because Japanese soccer is quite agile and very fast paced, they won't probably be able to win the actual league itself. But this is a very sensitive topic that always gets a lot of attention on Twitter, X, and whenever someone says, "Oh, this league is lower than Japanese league J1," then that person gets all busted by a lot of people. It gets a lot of criticism by the other league fans. That happens a lot.
I will look forward to getting busted up on J League Twitter later. That sounds like a fun ride. I wanted to ask, what do you think about Ange Postecoglou, who used to manage in the J League and is now managing Tottenham Hotspur in the English Premier League? And I wanted to ask about him because our former manager, Stephen Schumacher, I think has connections to him and has played, some would say, a very similar style of football to what Ange plays, in terms of it being very attacking, you know, direct, open football. You know, what do you think about Ange Postecoglou, and could you see in his teams in the J League something similar to the way that Plymouth played under Schumacher? Was there a comparison there, do you think?
I think it's an incredibly easy question to translate, I'm sure.
Yeah, very easy, yeah.
Is it? So the style that Ange has, that was just a huge shock for people in Japan. How so much aggression is constantly happening within the match. The goalkeeper apparently just goes really high in his position. Yeah, so that was a very big change. And at first, the rank of that team was very low, but as the time went by, within the next year, the team won the championship. So that and then as a supporter, probably a lot of the people like how he does things, but it also makes them anxious about the defensive part. So that's one thing that he was mentioning about Ange.
So similar to Plymouth under Shuey, I think was the point that I was making. Yeah, similar to that. But finally, just from me, and then I think we have one more question each after that. But we've signed more English clubs, signed Japanese players in recent years. Tomiyasu, Mitoma, Sakamoto, Miyoshi, I think the last of those two in the championship. Are there any Japanese players you would like to see Argyle sign? And you can't say Mitoma because I don't think that's going to happen.
Mitoma? あの、例えば striker, forward だったら今
So as a striker, if it depends on the position, but for striker there is one player called Hosoya Mao, and he's Japan's national team. He was selected recently. He's a good one. Another one is Sano Kaishu.
Sano Kaishu.
Yeah. This guy can play pretty much all positions. So he's a great player as well. And then the other guy, if you're looking for a defensive leader, there's a player called Watanabe in the Belgium league. He's definitely a guy to kind of look for. But I guess the position is kind of full in the Argyle team for the defensive part. Maybe yes, maybe no. But one thing that he's kind of like worried about is a player called Galloway. He's not signing the contract to kind of extend the time in Argyle. So that's kind of making him worry.
Hey, Brendan Galloway.
Not yet. Give him faith. I'm sure he will. How have you, obviously you mentioned Galloway, but how have you made of this season? What do you think about life back in the championship? Have you enjoyed it?
Yeah, 最高ですよ.
So he's saying that the time that Argyle came back to the championship, it's wonderful. He loves it very much. But recently, the team has been losing quite often. So that kind of gets him worried. And there's 8 more matches left. And it'll probably be kind of difficult for the team to win all 8 matches. But he's... crossing his fingers that the team can.
Well, you know, you brought us a lot of luck when you came last time. I'm hoping that you can do that again. I think the last one for me before I hand over to John for the nail in the coffin question at the end. What's been your favourite game so far this season? Like, obviously, you've watched every single one. Which one's your favourite? And who scored your favourite goal this season?
Wow. Oh.
So for the home game, it's against the Norwich game. And then for the away, it's the middle brawl.
Yeah.
Does that ring a bell?
Yeah.
So those are the two games that he liked the most. And the goals are
favorite goal. Hardy.
So he likes all the goals that Whittaker has got, but the three hat trick match that Whittaker did, that was the favorite goals that he likes.
Yeah, the hat trick against it was Norwich, wasn't it? Yeah, brilliant game.
Yeah, so just to finish, firstly, obviously, as you mentioned, we have lost a lot of games recently, and our manager, Ian Foster, has come under quite a lot of pressure from the supporters. There was a lot of booing at the last game, and some would like him to be fired. Where do you stand on that question? Do you think he deserves more time, or do you think it's time for Foster to go? How do you see that?
Very, very difficult question. Yeah.
So he's got a mixed feeling about this. So he's got 50-50. He should probably leave or he should stay. But the one thing he really wants to do is go to Plymouth and then see him in person and tell him that you can do this. Get going. And then he just wants to kind of slap his back and get the motivation back going on.
It's the correct attitude to have, I think.
Yeah. I think you could definitely use it, for sure. So that leads to the final question then, which is, will we stay up?
Well, what does that mean, stay up?
Will we remain in the championship at the end of the
season? Okay.
残ります。
Yes.
Yes.
Let's make that happen and let's be happy at the end.
Brilliant. It's been absolutely brilliant to talk to you Tatsuki, and of course yourself as well, Shogo. Really appreciate it. It's been a great pod. I think people will enjoy this one. Before we go, final word from me, or final question, should I say? Is there anything you want to say to the Green Army? Is there anything you want to say?
Green Army, so it's
the Green Army fans has literally changed his life and saved his life basically, and you guys are a big part of me. And the team is kind of doing a bad recently. So if they win, let's scream like crazy.
That's great to hear. Like I said, thank you very much for joining us. Really appreciate it. Safe travels, and I hope you enjoy your flight. And we'll see you soon.
See you soon. Yeah.
Thank you so much.
No worries. Thank you. See you soon.
Thank you.
Yeah. Bye, thank guys. You.
Away days are great, but there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximize your home ground advantage with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.